How long are you going to be in town, she asked.
All week.
Good. Perhaps we can get to know each other better. Sounds good to me. They danced again, holding each other closely, like lovers. Ted asked if she went out very often. She replied no. She didn't. Mostly because she was too wrapped up in taking care of her two youngest daughters, seeing them through school, etc. And also because she hadn't had many opportunities to meet anyone and hadn't met anyone she really felt like dating. How about me, he asked. She replied, you seem to be rather nice. Are you busy tomorrow night? No, she said. Why don't you have dinner with me, and we'll go dancing later? Let me think about it a little. How long is a little? 5 minutes? Or half an hour? I'll let you know before I go home, she said. For the next hour or more, they danced, sat at their table, had a couple more drinks, talked. Ellen asked more about Ted's traveling. Where was he going to be next week, the week after that? She asked if he was ever away from home on weekends. He told her that once in a while, he made a trip which kept him away over the weekend, and as a matter of fact, expected to be going on a trip through West Virginia in just a few weeks, which would keep him for 2 weeks. Suddenly she blurted out,
I am currently.
Maybe I could meet you and spend the weekend with you. Then just as suddenly she said, my goodness, I must sound awfully forward. I don't know what got into me to say such a thing. Ted laughed. He said, do you know, that's the best offer I've had all evening. She blushed a little and said, after what I just said, you must be wondering about me a little. Ted replied, I get the impression that even though you're pretty well occupied with your two girls, you're a bit lonesome for a different kind of companionship. I don't know just what you mean by that, but you're partly right. There are times when the girls get on my nerves, and I'd like to just get away from them for a little bit, just like I've done tonight. Speaking of tonight, she said, it is getting rather late, and I have to work tomorrow. I think I'd better go home. Ted called the waitress and paid the check, and Ellen and he walked out of the trio lounge together. When they reached her car, she handed him her key and asked him to unlock it and start the engine for her. She slid in alongside of him as he started it, and he turned, embraced her, and they, and their lips met longingly. When their kissed again. And as they kissed, Ted's hand stole to her breast. As he started to caress her, she took his hand away. Then she said to him, "It's been such a lovely evening. Don't spoil it. Please don't get fresh. Be patient with me." "I'm quite patient," he replied. They sat back for a moment, and he said, "What about tomorrow evening?" "The answer is yes," she said. "Where will I pick you up?" he said. "Where are you staying?" "At the Howard Johnson's Motel." "I'll come right from work," she said, "and meet you in the foyer of the motel restaurant." "What time?" "It'll be about 5:30. Is that too early?" "No," she said. "Give me your room number, and when I get there, I'll call your room." "Room 206, he replied. "How about giving me your phone number in case I want to reach you?" She gave him both her home number and the number at which she could be reached during the day when she was working. They kissed again and said goodnight. The next day, Ted got an early start so that he could finish his calls early. He arrived back at the motel about 4:30. After a quick shower and change of clothes, he sat down to read the paper while waiting for Ellen. He wondered whether she would show up as she had promised, or would have second thoughts and call to tell him that she couldn't make it. It was 5:45 before the phone finally rang. He recognized the voice immediately as
"Did you think I wasn't coming?" she asked. "I was beginning to wonder a little," he said. "I got stuck in traffic. But I'm here now. I'll be right there," he said. They had a leisurely dinner at a nearby steakhouse, along with a couple of drinks. Ellen told Ted much of her past life, of her marriage, which had lasted for over 25 years, mostly, she said, for the sake of the children. Her husband had always made a good salary, but had been niggardly in treatment of his family. Ted asked if he had been a drinker, and she said no. He was somewhat of a religious fanatic, and most of his money had gone to the church. For the last 10 years of her marriage, she hadn't even slept with her husband. She hadn't really ever loved him, she explained, but had married him as an opportunity to get away from her family. She had endured her duties as a wife, including gratifying his sexual needs once a week, like clockwork. In all those years, she said, she had never experienced any satisfaction out of her sexual relationship. Her husband's procedure was simple and quick. He would mount her, satisfy himself, and roll over to go to sleep. She had spent many sleepless nights wondering whether she was a frigid female or whether there was something wrong with her sexually. The final blow, she said, had been one night when lying awake, she heard her husband breathing heavy, and to her surprise, realized that he was masturbating while lying alongside of her in the bed. The shock of her husband's actions had been more than Ellen could tolerate. From then on, she refused to sleep with him or have sexual relations with him. Finally, she had divorced him. About 8 months after their divorce had been final, her husband had been injured while on a business trip and was laid up in a hospital in a distant city in California. He had called her and asked her to come to him, and out of pity she had gone. Out of pity also she had remarried him, only to leave him again as soon as he was out of the hospital. His stinginess had even shown up at the time of the divorce, when he would only allow Ellen to take her clothes and personal belongings, along with those of the two children still living at home. All of the furniture and other belongings he claimed for himself. The only thing that surprised Ted about this whole story was the account of Ellen's former husband's sexual behavior. It seemed incredible to him that a man could act in such a fashion. Finally, Ellen said, "I've been burdening you with my troubles long enough. Let's talk about pleasanter things." "All right," replied Ted. "What shall we talk about?" "Let's discuss love. That's always an interesting subject." "What kind of love are we talking about?" she asked. "The normal, everyday relationship between a man and a woman." "Are you talking about sex?" she said. "That's part of it." "I'm afraid I wouldn't know much about that subject," she replied. "I never experienced any pleasure from it, though I've heard that most women do." "Ellen, you've missed a beautiful and wonderful sensation. I'd like to show you what it's all about." "Hold on a minute," she said. "I know what you're driving at, and I'm not sure that I'm ready. You're old enough, and it'll never happen at a younger age." She laughed. She said, "I recall reading recently a remark which I think is appropriate to this occasion. Quote, 'Let's be friends before we're lovers.' I thought we were already friends. Perhaps we are." After dinner, Ted suggested that they go dancing at an intimate little cocktail lounge known as the Hideaway. This was strictly a place for couples. Seating was in easy chairs or small settees, with a small table in front of each. The light was so dim that you could barely see the other people in the room. The illumination on the dance floor was just bright enough to provide a romantic atmosphere. Ellen was charmed by the place. "I never knew a place like this existed," she said. "I think only lovers know about it," replied Ted. The music was soft and sweet. They danced together, and between dances sat and talked over their drinks.
tone of Ellen's talk that while she intimated that she would like to experiment with sex, she was scared stiff at the thought of trying. Finally, he decided he would call her bluff. I'd like to ask you three questions, Ellen. Will you answer them for me? I'll try. A simple yes or no is all it will take. First question. Will your answers to the next two questions be the truth? Yes. Second question. If my third question is to ask you, will you go to bed with me? Will your answer be the same as for this